I get asked quite often what I believe sovereignty is. Being Project Sovereign and trying to build a community of people looking to evolve themselves, evolve consciousness, spiritually advance. The question comes up quite a bit, you know, what is Project Sovereign and what is sovereignty to you? So I thought I'd take a short few minutes now just evaluating what I believe they are. Project Sovereign was sort of a brainchild of pain and suffering, really, which is generally what happens when you go through your own existential crisis, otherwise known as often like the worst of times, a really bad time where new things are born, like the phoenix from the flame. I was a professional sportsman until I was 22 years old, playing football in the UK. And that come to an abrupt halt. So I couldn't do what I always did. I wasn't who I thought I was because that got ripped away from me. So that led me down a path of personal development, self-discovery, deep inner work, spiritual work. And it takes like a linear route. I mean, it happens to quite a few people that they get into the personal development industry and, you know, they start a business, leave the job, try and go on their own. And that's what happened to me. You know, there's nothing special here whatsoever. And I've been very fortunate that one of the businesses or a couple of the businesses that I set up have done reasonably well. And, you know, my security and safety needs are met through the businesses that were set up. And now that gives me the freedom to create consciousness elevating websites and content for other people without the scarcity factor that you need, you know, a huge income stream. So I've got a lot to thank that existential crisis, as it's labelled, for, to actually allow me to follow my Dharma, my life's purpose, which is to build a community of people, to create content that will essentially evolve humanity to a much higher consciousness than what it was when I first got here. And there are thousands, if not millions, of people all across the planet that are, you know, doing the same thing. There's nothing special, as I said. So that's what Project Sovereign is about, and that's how it got here. Sovereignty itself, it's got different connotations depending on who you're speaking to. But to me, sovereignty is complete liberation from the human mind and the identity that we've created for ourselves. And there are many different definitions of sovereignty. A lot of people would probably say like complete freedom to think and do as one pleases. But the reality of existence, human existence at least, is that most people couldn't handle that responsibility. It would end in destruction for themselves and for the world, for the society that they were in. So sovereignty is a lot more complex than simply, you know, freedom, which people don't really understand that as what that actually means either. Underlying absolutely everything that we're doing here is the moving away from the animal instinct to survive and moving into the higher existences of a human being when they purposely impact on reality in a positive way. You can get to a certain level of being, which I've touched under the influence of psychedelics and deep meditation and things like that, where complete bliss is all that exists, complete peace and bliss. There's no separation between anything or anyone. Words become colours, linear models are no longer linear and they're non-linear. Everything just makes sense. And then you come out of that state and you might fall back into, you know, day-to-day existence and going back to work or whatever. So that's what sovereignty is to me. It's that state of no-mindedness, of allness, non-duality, and the understanding of the complete oneness of all of existence. Now, I know that sounds like fluffy and everything, but until it's actually experienced and you know it as knowledge, as understanding, not just a theory talked about by someone you've never met before, it's at that point it's just a theory. Here at what we're doing at Project Sovereign here is we want this experience for everybody who's willing, prepared, and earn the right to experience it. This is one of the problems with like the personal development industry. As I mentioned earlier, I've got a lot of, you know, respect for where it's at the moment, but there's very little that we could consider mainstream personal development that actually touches, goes anywhere near real deep understanding of nature and reality, existence. Yeah, you know, it's good to start a business and pull yourself from the victim mentality of, you know, the world's happening to me, moving into the world happening by me, which is a big step up. But then there's, you know, another couple of stages after that, which is life happens through me, life happens as me. So take a look at my website, projectsovereign.org. I've got some well-read articles on there, a lot of detail in them. We've got my podcast on there, also on YouTube. If you could follow me on YouTube, that would be a big help. Instagram, got a private Facebook group that we've just set up, so that'd be good if you could get in there early, because that's going to take off, all being well. Thank you for listening. I'm going to be doing a few more of these contemplations. I enjoy them. I've made the decision along with my lady to move over to Turkey for a while. We've got a place out here, so if we're going to be locked down again, we may as well be locked down in the sun. So we've moved over to Turkey for a minimum of 6 weeks, up to Christmas, I'd imagine. Then we'll move back to England for a short time. Always enjoy talking to people, so drop me an email. Go through my website, you'll find that there. Would love to talk to you. Anything you want to talk about the content, or if you've got any pressing issues that you'd like to speak about, please feel free.